This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com.
So over an eight-year period, the British cycling team won 16 gold medals and 7 Tour de France wins, or Tour de France, however you want to say it. Yeah, right? So they did so well, and this is what credited their success. They used the theory of marginal gains. So here's that theory. If you make a 1% improvement in any tiny little area, the cumulative benefits are going to be extraordinary. All right. So I'm going to take this theory and apply that to how our money could work in retirement. What are some areas in retirement where we can make marginal gains to improve our retirement plan, Camille?
Well, I kind of love the talk about the tiny little gains. It's not about, and I say, it's not about making home runs in retirement, you know, swinging for the fences. It's more about staying on base. And it always reminds me of the story of about the magic penny. So this one kind of goes, would you rather take $1 million today, or would you have this magic penny that doubles in value every day for the next 31 days?
Now, I bet every listener took the $1 million.
I would pick $1 million. But unless you tell us what that would make, what would the penny a day make?
Well, you know, that's kind of our society. You know, we're a society of I want it now.
Yeah.
Well, if you had this magic penny, in 29 days, you'd have almost $2.7 million.
What?
If you waited 31 days, so a whole month, you'd have almost $11 million. You'd have $10,737,418.
Now, who has the paycheck of 31 days?
Okay, I do. Now I do.
So that's the magic penny, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times what we're doing is we're talking more to our families about, you're at the point now where you've saved, and now you do need to spend, but we need to really understand, you know, how much of these returns do you really need in retirement? And there's plenty of families we've sat with and we said, you really only maybe need a 2 or 3% return on your money, or you could stick it under the mattress and be fine. But it's more about not losing what you've worked so hard to accumulate and get. And so it's really about protecting what you have. And we don't need to brag about 10, 20% gains when you may only need 3%. And it's really about understanding what you need in order to win the game of retirement and continue living your lifestyle.
Right.
So that's one of the biggest areas we focus on, is to really say, you know, here's everything. Look how well you've done. So how do we keep this for you, grow it a little bit, and continue on that lifestyle and retirement that you said you wanted in order to go on those trips and spend more time with your grandkids?
Right.
Really what the big picture is.
Love it. I love the way you describe that. And then if we put our money under a mattress, it doesn't grow at all. And then we have the risk of inflation where it's not going to amount to the same amount, you know? So that's what I wanted to ask you, you know, could we derail a retirement plan by falling short on making marginal gains in any one area, Jeff?
Oh, most definitely. It kind of brings me back to a story years ago. And now I'm going, yeah, that was like, wow, 14 years ago or so, back in like 15, 16, 17. It's like, wait, back in 2006, 2008? And wow, that doesn't seem that long ago.
It
and remember this couple coming in, and they had $300,000 in a bank, and they were getting 5% on their money on a CD, and they were happy with $15,000 a month coming in. And, you know, at the time, I basically said, you know, that's a great rate of return as long as you can continue to get that and inflation stays down. I wouldn't suggest you move it right now. But here's the thing. What happened between now and then to bank rates? I mean, bank rates were down to point something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would destroy them. I mean, think of, they're going from $300,000 generating $15,000 to a 1% return giving them only $3,000. It's those things that really help us understand the ability of pensions or self-directed pensions, knowing that you have that certainty of money coming in every single month. And then on some pensions, they actually will go up, you know, if there's an increase in maybe the investment or an increase in inflation. So you want inflation also be part of your income. I'm going back to them with $15,000 on $300,000. That was what they needed. But I looked at it just 5 years later, and they're maybe getting 2% on it. And then 5 years later than that, they're getting 1% on their money. And they probably went through most of that $300,000 already because we just now got back up to the higher inflation. And so a lot of people are all thrilled right now about, hey, I'm getting 4 or 5% in the bank, but that's not forever. And what's nice is to putting together those self-directed pensions, they're going to pay you forever. And that's the part of your plan when it comes to your income that you want rock solid. And that's what we do here at Monolith Financial Group, is help you have that confidence in knowing you got that account that's going to fill up your bank account every year. Let's go spend the other stuff.
Love it. Who doesn't want that confidence, right? If you're listening right now and going, yeah, I certainly want it, here's the phone number. All you have to do is grab your cell phone and give Jeff and Camille a call. They're offering you a complimentary strategy session to come up with a plan for your retirement. They call it the Monolith Money Map. 916-367-6430. That's the number to call. This is a complimentary appointment again. Go in and see them. Maybe you would prefer to just do it over the phone. You could do that as well. 916-367-6430 is the number to call. Check them out also on their website. It's monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H, financial.com. And we do hope that you've saved about $200,000, though. That would really be helpful. Jeff and Camille do help people who have saved quite a bit more than that, but that would be a good start. So make sure you give us a call. Give them a call. They would love to help you out with your retirement plan. If you're listening to the Monolith Money Show with Jeff and Camille, father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group, I'm Luann Fulmer. So, Jeff, let me take you to taxes. You and Camille always tell us, you know, we've got to think about taxes more than just tax season. Talk about how having a tax-efficient retirement plan can actually help us make marginal gains in our retirement.
Well, it actually can help you make huge gains. And one of the biggest things people really don't realize is taxes. You should not be going to a tax preparer. You should go to a tax planner. And your financial advisor should be involved with your tax preparer and tax planning, because that's really what helps you throughout your retirement. And it helps you if you lose a spouse. All of a sudden, you jump into a single tax bracket, no longer filing joint married. It's really about having tax efficiency throughout your plan. And that's really what we look at for you, is how can we make you more tax efficient, not only this year, but maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, like I said, doing those Roth conversions, or maybe 5 years down the road. And then let's also put together a spending plan, because we want you spending as much money as you can, knowing you're not going to run out of it, while you're still having fun with that money, right? Let's not wait until we're 90 or 95 or 100 years old to say, oh, I still got $12 million. That's probably not the case. The case is you want to enjoy retirement now at its fullest and for as long as you can enjoy it. So it's really about putting together tax efficiency and a spending plan in your retirement.
One of the things I want to bring up is that having a coach, a financial professional, to help you make small little adjustments in your retirement plan is going to be so important. Another aspect of making a marginal gain. So how important is it to have that right coach, Jeff?
And it's not small gains. It's usually large
gains.
Well,
that was, yeah, right.
And it's usually awakenings, like, oh, we show them their plan and now, well, you've got too much money at the end of your plan. Let's start spending more now. That's the big thing, is having a plan where you have the confidence to go and do those things and know that you're not going to run out of money. You know that, oh, I have this great stock, but if that stock fails, there goes my whole retirement plan. No, you should be kind of diversified in your retirement plan. And that's what we're here to do, is help you diversify throughout your plan.
So, all right. I've been talking about the Monolith Money Map. We talk about it every week on our show. So, Camille, why don't you run us through that? Take us through your retirement planning process, please, as a coach.
Love to. Yes. So, typically our first visit when we sit down with you at our conference room is we're just going to have a conversation. Jeff and I really want to get to know you, get to know what you and your spouse enjoy doing, what your goals are in retirement. You know, do you want to spend time with the grandkids? Do you want to go on some great trips? You know, if there's any health issues. So a lot of it is just going to be having a wonderful get to know you conversation at the first visit. Then our second visit, we take all the information we gathered, including your investments, and we start putting together in a plan. And from everything we've discovered about you and what you want in a retirement plan, then we start showing you, here's how, if we made some adjustments, we can help you achieve, you know, those travel goals, the I want to buy a second house goal. So really, it's getting to know you, understanding the purpose or goals you want in retirement, and then helping you actually put it in writing into a physical plan that you can see and that we can make adjustments over time. So we do go over the five key areas we think that really, as long as they're all talking to one another, it can give you that confident retirement plan. And those are income planning, because we have to have income in retirement. How are you being invested? The tax efficiency, healthcare. Do you have long-term care in your plan? Do we need to look at that? And then, of course, after you're gone, how is your legacy going to be left over? And that's really what our Monolith Money Map is to make sure that everything talks to one another and that you have a physical map of your retirement to guide you through the rest of your life.
That phone number to call for a complimentary strategy session, 916-367-6430. We're so glad to have you here with us today, along with Jeff and Camille. Making marginal gains really has to come from a commitment from you. Here's the deal. You set a goal. Let's just take any goal you set. Okay, let's say you want to lose weight, whatever. Okay, you got to do more than just exercise. You can't go eat hamburgers and french fries every day, right? You can't go to McDonald's. I probably shouldn't say that.
And milkshakes.
Yeah, you have to eat right too. Okay. And really making those right decisions and those tough choices takes mental toughness. And we do love our, I don't know about you guys, do you love a cheeseburger, french fries? You good with that or not?
At times. Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, me too. Every once in a while, I just got to have it. Now, I do try to eliminate the cheese. I really do. Because that's something I tried to give up. But anyway, all right. So here's the deal. When, you know, we talk about mental toughness, how does this relate to retirement planning, Camille?
So one of the biggest things I'll say with, you know, that mental toughness is we are bombarded constantly with social media, what our friends, family, everyone says, you need this or you don't need this. And I feel like a lot of times we kind of forget that everyone's situation is very different and we do have different goals or purposes set out. I actually work with a family. And so we've got the husband and wife, and then we've got a sister. Well, the husband and wife, they're married. And then the sister, she's single. So we're already looking at a very different dynamic as far as their retirement planning. And then you add in, you know, the different amounts they have and the different things they want their money to do.
Yeah, lifestyle.
Yeah. And so a lot of times we get caught up, I'll just say, you know, keeping up with the Joneses a lot of times. And we tend to forget also that it's really about finding out what you need and what works for you, rather than looking outside of your own house and going, ooh, I want that, I want that, I want that. Because a lot of times we don't see what's behind those walls, right? You don't know what's really going on, you know, what they've done to get there. Or I'm just going to say, we like to compare, and we are a comparing society. And unfortunately, that can tend to get in the way of people just going, hey, this is what I want in retirement. So what tools, what different ingredients do I need in order to make my retirement plan come together and work for me? And really just talk to somebody to understand, rather than saying, oh, I need to make 5 or 6%. Well, you might not need to. You might only need to make 2%. And also, it's really about What did this pot of money, what is the goal for that for you, and how does it work in your plan? So a lot of times we need to just put on those goggles and just have tunnel vision about what is it that I want.
Okay, so that was going to be really my next question to Jeff. If you guys put your goggles on for each couple or individual, you make each plan unique for them. Maybe you can go into a little more detail about that.
Well, no, it really brings up, they're not clients yet. We just recently met with them. And basically, they had done great in retirement, but they're now in their 70s, right? So they're getting a little older. Mm-hmm. They're taking an incredible trip to Europe. And I said, great. So are you guys flying the back of the plane or the front of the plane?
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
And they're like, oh, no, we researched and we really got a really good price on these seats, you know, going out and coming back and everything. And it didn't cost us, you know, more than $1,000 for the two of us and everything. Wow. And I said, why aren't you flying in the front of the plane? You could each spend $5,000 and it would not do a thing to your retirement. They don't have kids that they're leaving the money to or want to leave the money to.
Right.
And so they have more money than they're ever going to go through in the next 20 years, let's say. And yet they're sitting in a crowded seat for 8 to 10 hours. And it's like she almost came unglued, bubbling over with glee. She was like, and I said, I want to hear when you come back and meet with us that you've booked at least business class. Because when you go to Europe, business class is pretty darn nice. And they're both like, wow, we never thought of that. We always thought we'd run out of money. And now you're showing us how we can never run out of money and travel at the front of the plane and do more trips every year and everything. And literally, they both agree they probably had maybe 5 more years of travel. Of really exciting getting around travel. Yeah. And what's funny is they go, and you know the couple we're going with? They got more money than us, and they're flying in the back of the plane.
Well, maybe they'll change their reservations as well.
I said, have them call me. Yeah. Have them call Camille and me, and we'll make sure that they enjoy that money that they work so hard to save.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's awesome. I totally love that, you know, and these guys are just sort of used to doing that. That's just what they've always done, you know?
It's truly they believe in saving. Mm-hmm. And at this point, they should believe in spending.
Right.
And when we put it that way to them and showed them how they could spend $40,000 a year over the next 5 years, that's, you know, $200,000, and it would barely put a dent in what they have.
And this right here is what we're talking about. This is why you should call Jeff and Camille. They would love to help you with your strategy for retirement income. They're offering this to you today, complimentary. 916-367-6430. That's the number to call. It is a complimentary meeting. You could even do a 15-minute phone conversation if you would prefer to do that. But either way, it's complimentary. 916-367-6430. They're going to help guide you with your money map, your monolith money map for retirement. We do ask that you've saved at least $200,000, though. That would help Jeff and Camille. They deal with people who have a lot more than that, but that would just be a really good start. So again, thanks so much for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show. If you want to find out more about Jeff and Camille, head to their website. It's monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H, financial.com. We're talking about right now about things that mentally strong people do. Another thing that people say is, you know, this is going to be hard, but I'm going to do it anyway. So here's the deal. We all want to be able to relax in retirement, but just because we retire doesn't mean hardships don't go away. So how do we stay focused on that commitment to the long-term goal, you know, when potential hardships come along?
Well, Luann, you know, this is really where having an actual written plan comes in handy so many different times. It reminds me of this couple that they've been long-term clients of ours, and the husband has been retired for a while. He is older than his wife, and she came in and she had booked a visit with us, and she said, you know, the main reason I came in today was I want to know, you know, really when can I retire? And she goes, It's not because I hate my job or anything. It's because, we'll call him Bob. Bob recently discovered that he has Parkinson's, and we have no idea how many good years left we have with him. And she goes, I'm always seeing my friends, and they're going on these big trips and having so much fun. She goes, and I'm still working. And yeah, I can do remote work. She goes, but, you know, I really want to know, if I wanted to retire, can I, or when can I? And, you know, these are always hard conversations to have, because that's somebody you've been with for, you know, X amount of years. They're your partner in life. And this is why Jeff and myself were constantly talking about, you know, it's not necessarily about the dollars in your account. It's about the experiences, the memories that you make that are really going to last a lifetime for you. And so with having this knowledge, you know, we sat with her and him and we talked and we said, you know, what type of trips are your friends doing? You know, about how much would you need to spend? We plugged in all these numbers because they'd been a longtime client. You know, we just need to update some stuff. And we were actually able to show, I'll call her Sandy, that Sandy, you could have retired yesterday. And, you know, it's really, and I love to say, you know, you're just one bad day away from retiring. So it's really about understanding, and when we need to make adjustments, going, okay, if I make this adjustment, how is my retirement lifestyle going to look a little bit differently? Am I still going to be okay? And we were able to show her, you know, even if, hard conversation, he passes away in 5 years, this is how you're going to be left. You're still going to be okay, Sandy. And that was really powerful meaning to her. And now I'm like, now you just have to decide, when do you want to retire and start going on these trips?
And Mel, was really, really neat is they had not realized that we had set up about 10 to 12 years before that, a pension that was now worth over $1 million that they could start accessing.
Excellent.
And it was like an awakening. It was like, wow. And she could get it if he passes on, for they can use it together. So it's really about getting things put together now so you can enjoy them for the rest of your life.
I'm telling you, give this number a call, 916-367-6430. Jeff and Camille would love to guide you about your money situation.
This has been the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday and Sunday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated.